Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon. We are cruising right along here on a Tuesday afternoon. Tomorrow, Matt and I are off the air because the Indians have a spring training game, but the Tribe will break camp, of course, and they will begin the season next Monday. You can hear that right here on AM 930 WEOL. Because we are not on the air tomorrow, we want to talk about an event that goes down on Thursday morning called Coffee with a Cop. 8:30 to 10:30 on Thursday morning at the Panera Bread on Detroit Road in Avon. And here to tell us more about that event is Avon Police Captain Larry Fishbach. Captain Fishbach, thank you very much for giving us some of your time to talk about this event. Well, I read about this the other day, and I thought, wow, with the climate being what it is in our society currently, I really thought, wow, what an interesting idea to kind of get some members of the Avon Police Department out there to kind of mix it in and talk with some of the residents. I really kind of thought this is an interesting topic for us to discuss. For those that maybe aren't familiar with this idea and the thought behind it, kind of give us an idea as to how this started and why you guys want to do this.
Well, the first reason why we want to do it is just to get our guys, our officers out into the community. Typically, a lot of our guys will get questions when they're on scene about, you know, what's going on in the city. We saw this the other day. Why do you guys do this? Why do you guys have that particular piece of equipment? So we're trying to come up with ideas to get our guys more out into the community when they're not just on calls. And we had come across this idea called Coffee with a Cop that had started in 2011 by the Hawthorne Police Department in California. And they were trying to do the same thing, figure out a way to interact more with the community, not just through calls for service. So we started looking at this back in 2014 and held our first event in 2015. And it's a really neat, simple idea of getting the officers to what we would consider like a neutral ground to meet with the residents who have questions about the police or concerns about crime or traffic in the city, where most of the time people have these questions they want to ask of the government, but they're not going to drive to the big government police building to ask these questions. But if they do happen to catch an officer away from the police building out of their car, they're typically more than willing to, you know, ask questions or tell us whether we're doing a good job or sometimes telling us we're not doing a good job. So we did this several events over the last couple of years to just get out into the community and hear what the community has to say. Not just about the police department, but the city in general and where we can do better as a police department and where maybe we're doing a good job and we don't really need to, you know, polish some of our services. So that's kind of how all this started. We really didn't invent the wheel on this. Hawthorne Police Department, like I said, in California started this. It's an event now that really covers all 50 states in the United States. And last I heard, they're actually hosting Coffee with a Cop events in Canada, Europe, Australia, and Africa now, because it's a very simple event to host, and we've gotten a lot of good feedback from our community on it.
And I would imagine, too, that part of the reason you wanted to do this is because it's a little bit more of an informal setting, and I think the belief is that when a cop is on duty, you know, maybe as a citizen, you're less likely to approach them when you know that they're working. But with this type of structure, this type of environment, Coffee with a Cop, you know, this really kind of creates the type of environment where residents probably feel a lot more comfortable going up to you and asking you about certain issues as well.
Absolutely, you're correct. I've talked to many residents before, and because of the uniform we wear, the authoritative figure that the guys have with the uniforms, a lot of people have said, gee, you know, I wanted to come over and talk to the officer, but it looked like he was busy, or I didn't want to bother the officer. So at these events, these officers are specifically assigned to this event. They're not handling calls for service. They can really just sit down and answer the questions the residents have. They can explain why we do what we do. You know, with a lot of the cop TV shows now, a lot of the public has some misconceptions about what we can do legally, what we can't do, you know, why on TV they were able to solve the crime in an hour. And that really just does not translate into real life law enforcement these days. So, like you said, it's a very informal event. People are more willing to approach the officers. And, you know, pretty much everybody loves coffee. The officers like coffee. Residents are there to have a cup of coffee and really just sit down and chit-chat about what's going on in the community. Like I said, again, it doesn't really have to be specific about the police department or crime or traffic, but certainly we're open to just sitting down and discussing what's going on in our community.
Avon Police Captain Larry Fishbach, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about Thursday morning's event, Coffee with a Cop, 8:30 to 10:30 on Thursday morning at the Panera Bread in Avon on Detroit Road. That's the one in Avon Commons, correct?
Yes, sir. Right there in Avon Commons.
Well, and I want to touch on a couple of different things here as well, too, because I think you hit on something in your last statement talking about how I think when folks see what happens on TV, they certainly get the wrong idea as to what sometimes I think the general public thinks that cops are about. I know you guys are out there to protect and serve. There's no question about that. And I think this also kind of gives folks an idea to see what you guys are like, maybe when you're off duty as well. And I think that certainly serves as a great spot for a lot of folks to come in and see that, hey, you know what? Cops are normal human beings. There's no question about that. And I think this informal session really allows you guys to expand on that.
Absolutely. It also allows the officers the ability to let down their guard a little bit, because when the guys are out in the general public doing their job, they're always watching their back, making sure somebody's not out there trying to harm them or get run over by a vehicle. But at the end of the day, all these guys and gals, they're human beings. When they go home, they got families to go to. They got sporting events with their kids. And I think at this event, the public gets to see that. You know, we joke around, we kid around that these guys really are human beings. They're not robots. We do make mistakes, just like anybody else in any other profession. I think what really sets us apart is that we try to take that mistake and learn from it to not repeat it, or maybe polish up our services so that they're a little bit better next time around. But in the end, law enforcement is not a perfect profession. Unfortunately, when we get called to certain places, things are out of control, and I think there's this high expectation that the police come in and fix it, and we walk away with perfect sterile environment. And that just doesn't always happen. So it's good that the community gets to meet with the officers and see that, like I said, these guys and gals are just truly human beings trying to make the community a little bit better and safer each day.
And I would imagine, too, that that has a nice effect on the other end as well, because once folks have a chance to come out and meet you guys and gals, it really gives them a better sense as to who you are, what you are about. And I think that kind of takes the guard down, as you mentioned, because then if a citizen is to see something, you know, you want them to say something, because if you see something and then maybe there's some sort of relationship built, you feel a lot more comfortable approaching a cop and saying, hey, I just wanted to make you aware of this. I would imagine that goes into it as well. And I think from your perspective also, that really has to help, because, you know, as cops, you try and see everything and approach everything, but sometimes there are certain things that go down that you just can't see and you may not know about it until a citizen brings it to your attention.
Absolutely, and you actually kind of bring up a good point that this Coffee with the Cop event also kind of has a reverse effect for our officers, because typically our officers are primarily dealing with the negative aspects of life and society. You know, people don't call us to come and celebrate a birthday party because things are going well in their life. So the officers, when they get to meet with the community, we get so much support from the Avon community. It's unbelievable. We're very fortunate to be able to work and serve the public here in Avon. So the guys also get to see what great support and how appreciative the community is of the work that they do, which, like I said, has a great reverse effect for our officers, because sometimes, you know, all they see is a negative, and then when they get to actually interact with the majority of the community, they realize, hey, the work that they are doing really means something to the community. So it's even a good boost for our officers as well.
We're talking with Avon Police Captain Larry Fishbach about the Coffee with a Cop event that takes place this Thursday, 8:30 to 10:30. It's this Thursday, March 30th, at the Panera Bread in Avon Commons. And, boy, I think we've hit on a number of different big issues here, but we've talked briefly about the history of this event. Now, it's been around in Avon for a few years, correct?
Yes, sir. We started our first event back in 2015 just to kind of dabble in it to see what kind of reception we would have from the community. And I'll tell you, every event is well attended by the community, more or less just to come talk with the officers, to socialize with the officers. We do get, you know, some negative feedback. You know, I wish you guys would do this, or we see this happening, you guys need to do that. But all in all, really, the community has come out to tell these guys what a great job they're doing. And, you know, like I said, we are so fortunate to work in the city of Avon and the positive support. And that's really how law enforcement in every city should work. It's not just the police that can solve the problems. We really rely on the residents to call us when they see something, give us information of what's going on bad in their neighborhoods. Without the community support, we can't do our job. It's not just the police's responsibility. So, again, we really come out to try to get the community involved, and so far we've had really good success with this.
And I know you've had a few of these over the years since it began. Ideally, how often would you like to do these things moving forward?
We'd like to try to do it quarterly, every 3 months. Summertime, when it's hot out, people don't seem to gravitate towards coffee as much, and we don't want to have it so much that it kind of turns people away and people get tired of coming. So we want to just have it, you know, maybe 3 or 4 times a year, so we're not also overstaying our welcome as well.
Well, certainly, I think it's something that a lot of folks can benefit from, and as you mentioned earlier, it's something that you guys as a department will benefit from, and I think certainly something residents can benefit from as well. There's really kind of something for everybody there, and it really is an interesting idea. Captain Fishbach, thank you very much for giving us some of your time here. We wish you the best of luck with the event on Thursday, and we hope you guys get a great turnout.
So do we, and I really appreciate you taking the time to put this out there for us. The more involvement we can get from the community, the better off it will be.
And before we cut you loose, if folks are not able to make it down there on Thursday, how would you recommend they get in touch with the department to find out more about things like this moving forward?
They can call the department directly and ask for me. 934-1234 is our main dispatch line. We do have a Facebook page and a Twitter page, and we usually post them a couple weeks in advance so people can clear their calendars for those dates.
All righty, and a quick reminder, it's Coffee with a Cop this Thursday, 8:30 to 10:30 in the morning at Panera Bread in the Avon Commons. Captain Fishbach, thank you again for your time, and again, good luck on Thursday.
Yes, sir. Thank you much.
All righty, Bullseye on the Afternoon continues after this on AM 930 WEOL.